Well, we have to give credit to Michael Yon yet again, because he called it months ago when he said that the United States would close the Strait of Hormuz. He said that several times to me during our interviews, and I always kind of blew that off. I thought, no, why would the U.S. close the Strait of Hormuz? I thought, well, Iran could close it, yeah. But Michael insisted several times. He said, no, it's... What's going to happen is that the U.S. is going to close the Strait of Hormuz. And, you know, again, he was correct. And he's saying right now that it's, quote, just a matter of time before they close Malacca and the Singapore Straits. Those who follow my work have seen this coming for years. And he also says the Zionists are threatening closing Hormuz while blaming Iran. I've predicted this many times in writing and on interviews. He's absolutely correct, as I just described. He has predicted it numerous times. He's also mentioned what's called the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, which is the opening to the Red Sea that leads to the Suez Canal. And it looks like that strait is also going to be closed by, of course, the Houthis. And when I say close, what I mean is they're going to harass ships to the point where no one will use it. So effectively closed. Not physically closed, but effectively closed. So here we are, folks. Here we are with the, you know, these choke points for the world through which the ships sail that carry energy and fertilizer and plastics and polymers and sulfuric acid and helium and, you know, lubricants or feedstocks for all kinds of industrial processes. All of this, they go through just a few choke points on planet Earth. And those choke points, they're all getting shut down. And so there's actually a bigger agenda here. There's an agenda bigger than war with Iran. It's bigger than Israel's Greater Israel Project, which, of course, they're pursuing that as well. This is an agenda larger than the Trump administration or the American Empire or any faction or nation or political party or power or industry. It's a planetary scale agenda, and that's the focus of this particular podcast here. This planetary scale agenda is, of course, mass extermination of billions of human beings through... well, engineered famine. Let's just call it what it is here. So if you backtrack a few years to COVID, you know that the COVID pandemic was also a depopulation agenda effort that really did not succeed at the level that the globalists wanted. It's very clear they were hoping to kill billions of people, and they failed. They killed tens of millions around the world. And in the United States, at least 1.5 million people, and they injured, you know, around the world, hundreds of millions. But they did not kill billions of people during COVID. They learned a lesson, though. They learned what happens when you order people to shut down everything. Lockdowns. COVID lockdowns. And people complied. Local governments complied. Heck, even churches complied, if you can believe that. The media complied, etc. What they learned in all of that is that they can order energy lockdowns, that they can create a larger crisis and then use it to cause panic and obedience with a new attack on humanity that will shut down global energy and fertilizer and food. To effectively, ultimately, the goal is to kill many billions of people, perhaps half of the current human population. This is what is now underway. So let's back up one more time here. Let's zoom out. Trump is getting orders from powerful globalists, clearly, that tell him keep the war going and close the strait. And so he obediently complies, closing the strait. Israel is getting orders from globalists to say, keep the violence going, keep the famine going, interfere with fertilizer and energy production, and Israel is complying. See, there are larger demons than Netanyahu or Trump. even though Trump just tweeted out himself as Jesus, that Trump thinks he's Jesus now, that he's healing people like Jesus while he's also attacking the Pope, which is hilarious. I mean, I'm no fan of the Pope, but you don't see presidents attacking the Pope like Trump just did and then tweeting out that he's Jesus, which is insane. But this goes beyond all of that. This goes beyond any religion, any government. And there are larger and more fearsome demons that sit above people like Netanyahu and Trump. And, you know, the leaders of all these other countries, the UK, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, and just those four right there, those are some pretty hardcore demons that run those countries. And yet, they're still the minor demons compared to the greater demons. The greater demons want to exterminate humanity. And they want to clear the planet. I don't think they'll be fully successful, by the way, just saying. But they want to clear out as many humans as possible. And they decided after COVID that this is the only way to do it. Engineered famine. Global shutdown of energy, of fertilizer, food, fuel, all of it. Natural gas, which will ultimately affect the power grid in many countries. You know, the plummeting of industry and manufacturing and medicine, etc. This is the new plan. And because this is the new plan, see, very few people understand this. Most Americans think that this is just about reopening the strait and getting back to business and getting the oil flowing again. That's not Trump's goal at all. Trump's goal is to keep the strait closed. Those are the orders that he's getting. That's why the negotiations over the weekend with J.D. Vance, they're negotiating with Iranian leaders in Islamabad, I believe. It was all theater. Nothing was real about that. It was complete theater. There is no real effort by these leaders to get anything back in place, to lower the price of energy, to open up the supply of affordable fertilizer, creating affordable food in the years ahead. None of that is on the agenda. From here forward, it's going to be, $10 a gallon diesel. Oil is going to go to $200 a barrel or higher. Fertilizer will be incredibly scarce. Food will be very expensive and scarce. Grocery store shelves will go increasingly empty. I'm not saying that they will be fully empty. And especially in America, you won't really notice this probably until later in the year, because we already have sort of the crops from last year that are providing the wheat and the corn and the soy and the rice and everything that's made into all the products that people buy right now. So you have to fast forward at least one growing season and maybe two to start really feeling the famine. And that's what's coming. Even in America, it will be felt here as well. So this is the agenda that I outlined in 2019 in my speech at a Steve Quayle event in Branson, Missouri. It's called the Gen 6 Conference. And there I gave a 45-minute presentation, you've probably seen it, that talks about how Earth is being prepared for a post-human future and a post-human colonization. So then the proper way to understand all of this is wars within wars. There is a war against humanity on planet Earth, and within that war there are smaller wars like Israel against Iran or the United States against Iran, etc. But even within those wars, for example, in the U.S. domestically, there are faction wars between different factions of the United States government. There's, elements of the CIA that are more with Trump versus elements that are more anti-Trumpers. There's elements of the FBI. There's elements of, come on, it's a massive bureaucracy, right? You know this. FDA, CDC, USDA. It's a massive bureaucracy. There's a thousand different factions inside the United States. And, a similar thing is true in other countries as well. So we're talking about wars within wars within wars. But the outer loop, the bigger war, is the war against humanity. And that's the war that needs all of these straits and canals to be restricted, or in some cases completely closed off. the real wars will be centered around choke points that I've already mentioned. Strait of Malacca, Singapore Straits, like Michael Yan said, the Panama Canal, the Suez Canal, the Bab el Mandeb Strait to the Red Sea, as well as the Strait of Hormuz. And there are waterways that pass near Greenland that are very important, which is why Trump has such a high interest in Greenland. This is also why Trump is interested in taking over Cuba to control the proximity to routes between the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic. That's what that's all about, by the way. So what all of this actually means is that you shouldn't count on the Strait of Hormuz reopening anytime soon, because that's not part of the plan. Not the bigger plan. You see, a lot of people that are betting in the oil markets are betting that there will be peace soon, because they would think that rationally, peace must be within the interests of Trump and Israel and Iran and the world. I mean, surely all the nations of the world want peace. They want to be able to get fertilizer and grow food and have energy and keep their economies alive. You know, surely cooler heads will prevail. What if that's not the plan? What if the plan is to actually kill off half of humanity, collapse nations, turn off power grids, shut down industry? If you think about it, this is really just the more radical projection of the climate change cult. They tried that too, you know, before COVID. They tried that for a couple of decades with Al Gore and others, tried to say that combustion engines were bad and all energy use is bad and carbon is the enemy and we have to decarbonize the atmosphere. You remember all that? I mean, some of that's still going on because they're insane. But it wasn't compelling enough, you know? The arguments didn't make sense. What do you mean carbon dioxide's bad for the planet? Plants need it for photosynthesis, you morons, right? So it just wasn't very compelling. But you know what does cause people to give up combustion engines and using hydrocarbons? You know what works? It's bombing all the hydrocarbon infrastructure or shutting off the choke points. In other words, you don't have to convince people to stop using energy. You just deprive them of it. You deprive them of it. You shut off the world's choke points, and then you let people starve and die. And as long as everybody thinks that this is a necessary sacrifice, you've heard that language among conservatives and Trump supporters, it's worth it to pay $5 a gallon for gas as long as we get rid of that evil Iran, or as Americans say, Iran. See? So then you can actually get people to support, to literally excuse the fact that they're being, you know, exterminated, and to even support the cutting off of energy and fertilizer and food. You know, people will even say, well, I'm happy to pay $50 per pound of hamburger as long as we're winning, you know, whatever that means, because that's the propaganda. That's what people are being told by Trump. And I think there was a decision to install Trump as president because the Democrats had kind of worn out their credibility. And the Democrats were becoming a clown show of transgenderism and, you know, rainbow Fruit Loops and nose piercings and everything. And it just got insanely stupid, like tampon machines in men's restrooms and, you know, just insanity. So it wasn't compelling anymore. But the same globalists knew if they could install Trump as president, then, well, they could sweep up all the conservatives and a lot of independents too, to go along with whatever Trump did, which was really the same agenda. It's an agenda to shut down the world's energy consumption, fossil fuels. I mean, Trump is actually, he's like the old fat male version of Greta Thunberg, you know? He's the ultimate climate change cultist here, shutting down energy in order to depopulate the world, which was another goal of the climate lunatics. Trump is doing what Al Gore could not do, shutting down the world's energy consumption by destroying the world's energy infrastructure. Think about it. And it may be that Trump himself doesn't even fully realize his role in this overarching plot. And the same thing may be true for Netanyahu. But these people are manipulated by higher forces, funding, you know, money sources, and also probably occult influences to do the bidding of the greater evil. So you see, it's not just that Trump doesn't answer to the American people, that Trump doesn't answer to his voters. It's not even that Trump answers to Netanyahu. Trump actually answers to a, let's call it a greater demon, a higher evil that has the goal of mass extermination of human beings. That's the real agenda here. And once you understand that, a lot of things make sense. For example, the suppression of free energy technology, zero-point energy, cold fusion, or the delays on hot fusion. Or, let's say, the classification of thousands of patents that were describing various forms of free energy technology over the last several decades. Or, let's say, the suppression of, you know, reverse engineering of exotic alien technology, for example, things like that. This all makes sense when you understand that the goal has been to suppress humanity's rise, to keep humanity down, and to just kind of put pause on humanity on a planetary scale until the proper agenda can be whipped up to exterminate half of humanity or more. Because you see, do I want to go there? There's so much more to this story. And I'm not going to cover it today, but you probably have a question. Well, then what comes next after humans? So what is the colonization of our planet? Who or what wants to take over the planet? I don't know the final answer to that question. And clearly there are many theories, but one of the most important things is to make sure, from their point of view, that we don't nuke the whole planet. So yeah, they don't want us to launch a nuclear war, whoever they are. But they also, they don't want us to, let's say, destroy the entire global ecosystem by having a population of 50 billion people where we, you know, clear cut every forest and pave every field and turn the entire planet into parking lots and malls and whatever else. They don't want that either. And I think the 8 billion humans, that number just hit a pivot point for whoever's in charge of all of this. And they decided that, you know, it's just too many in terms of the planet that they want to colonize and what they want left behind. And, you know, you think about the destruction that humans are achieving through microplastics contamination of the oceans, for example. Biosludge contamination of the waterways and soils, and some of that stuff lasts for centuries. We're talking about forever chemicals here, you know, PFAS and dioxins and horrific things like that. These don't just go away overnight. So humanity is involved in the manufacture of, you know, nuclear weapons and pharmaceuticals. There's a lot of pharma runoff and dioxins through polyvinyl chloride manufacturing that comes from petroleum, don't forget. And so the Middle East, the Persian Gulf, and the South Pars field, you know, from this region comes the molecules that humanity turns into toxic poisons that are poisoning the planet. And thus, for whoever wants to take over the planet next, I believe that they've come to realize they have to stop human access to this, you know, these resources in the Persian Gulf in order to stop our systematic destruction of the planet through all the means I just mentioned. So there you go. This is actually an ethnic cleansing of the planet, or, well, more than ethnic cleansing, it's a species cleansing to cleanse planet Earth of the human race as much as possible. That's their goal. And again, whether they are biological beings, extraterrestrials, or the original Earthlings, or, you know, there's all kinds of theories. Some people think that hollow Earth, you know, people live inside the planet. I don't believe that one, by the way. I'm just saying there's a lot of different theories out there. But there's also theories that there are interdimensional beings, that there are demons, and that there is extraterrestrial AI, or ETAI. That's way more advanced than our own AI, and that it's kind of like the advanced crew, and it's cleansing the planet to make way for the arrival of the biologicals that will follow many years later because of the limitations of faster-than-light travel and how much energy it takes to move a biological body around space faster than the speed of light versus the much lower energy requirement to push a tiny AI system faster than the speed of light as part of sort of the advanced team. So I know there's a lot of rabbit holes we could go down here. I'm not going to do that. Otherwise, this would turn into like a 12-hour thing. But that's just the tip of the iceberg of kind of where we might be headed. So to put this another way, there's, Trump is at war. Well, I guess Trump is at war with the whole world. And he wants his ego to win at the expense of everybody else on the planet. But Trump is still a minor player in the big picture here. There's a much larger evil that wants all of humanity to be exterminated. And I was posting over the weekend, kind of joking. I said, gosh, I hope they don't read X. Because if they read X, they'll probably, accelerate their extermination agenda of humanity because of how stupid people are. And I said, oops, too late. Of course they're reading X, If it's an alien AI system, they're monitoring all communications and they see how dumb everybody is and how destructive humanity has become and largely what a failed species humanity has proven to be in many ways, with some saving properties, let's say, but overall, a species that has really failed to explore its real potential. And so, whoever they are, they've come to realize there's no saving humanity, and it's no longer worth any effort to breed with humans because, the dumbed down part just brings everything down to be so stupid that even a half breed cat, isn't smart enough to function in a sustainable way, to be a citizen of the cosmos, etc. So I think they've given up on humanity. And now it's the extermination phase. Yeah, I know, that's not great news, maybe, to hear. But there is good news. I don't think they can kill everybody. That's the good news. They can't kill everybody, although they will probably try. Trump's making it easy for them because he's destroying the infrastructure that keeps humans alive. So just Trump alone could get a couple of billion humans killed. And, Netanyahu, of course, is a genocidal lunatic. But the bigger picture is it's going to be way beyond just, a few million deaths or hundreds of millions of deaths. It's going to be billions. Although, the time scale of this could be pretty stretched out because if you think about it, whoever's planning to colonize the planet after us, they have a pretty long time scale perspective. They think in millennia or centuries, not in days or months. So their plan may not even come to fruition in our lifetimes. But we are living through the early phases of it, which is the extermination phase. So there you go. It explains the fluoridation of the water supply. It explains the COVID jabs. It explains the bioweapons. It explains the pesticides, the herbicides, the gender benders, the infertility. It explains why Bill Gates is doing everything he's doing. Because if anybody's talking to aliens, it's Bill, He looks like one of them. You look around, and if you think about it, everything that's being done by the governments of the world is trying to get you killed. Think about it, or to make you infertile. And they're always trying to trick you. Like, here, take these jabs. You need them to be safe. Oh, it's a trick. Oh. They're always trying to trick you. Here, eat this food laced with, infertility drugs. Laced with pesticides. Oh, here, take these pharmaceuticals. Oh, it disables your brain, makes you dumb. So you can't function, Oh, they tell you, be afraid of the sun. Don't get any sunlight. Yeah, so you die earlier with chronic degenerative disease, vitamin D deficiency with turbo cancers and diabetes. Everything is designed to trick you to die. If you think about it. Everything on the news, everything on TV, all the commercials, the ads, The CDC, the FDA, the government, just about everything they tell you is a trick to get you to die. And the government wants you to die sooner just for financial reasons. They're bankrupt. They can't afford to pay your Social Security if you keep living. Your Medicare, pensions, come on, benefits, you know, disability. They can't keep paying all that if people keep living. Of course they want you to die. Why do you think they still have mercury approved in dentistry? They want to poison you, obviously. And I know somebody's going to say out there, well, I don't believe it. It doesn't require your belief. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It's what matters is whether you can survive it. I mean, really, that's all that matters. Because humanity has no future if we can't survive this. Because remember, humanity has been slated for termination. And I said it actually 7 years ago now. And since then, all the evidence has come out demonstrating it again and again and again. If you don't see it now, you'll never see it. But humanity has been scheduled for termination. So, of course, get ready for crazy scenarios, like perhaps far worse than you might have initially believed. Maybe you thought things are going to get back to normal. Abandon that thought. That's probably never going to happen. We're beyond things getting back to normal. We're in a whole new territory here of engineered mass extermination. So, of course, having, you know, your own decentralized systems of stored food and emergency medicine and all of that, these things really matter. In effect, they're life and death. So triple down on all your plans and supplies and all of that. It's going to be rough to make it through this, that's for sure. And we haven't seen anything yet in terms of the hardship that's coming. While this is happening, of course, I'm going to stay online as long as I can and bring you good information and also educational information, you know, decentralized knowledge and downloadable books and audiobooks and documentaries I'm working on, lots of things. You can help support us and also help yourself get prepared in a couple of ways. Number one, get backup communications from our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. And you can find them at SAT123.com. And be sure to ask for their Iridium phones, because those are the most reliable connections. They're all good, but the Iridium has the satellites in lower Earth orbit, so there's less latency. Also, you can get storable food and iodine and other things from us at healthrangerstore.com, as you may know, and thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. Also, what's happening this week right now is we're running a docuseries with Dr. Andrew Kaufman, or Andy Kaufman. And it has a lot of really miraculous natural healing secrets. And you can get that right now. It started actually on Saturday, but there's one episode that runs each day. So episode 3 is running today. And you can watch it for free with registration. Just enter your email address at brightu.com. That's the word bright, followed by the letter U. Brightu.com. And that's got a ton of great information about how you can protect your health using off-grid medicine. He even goes into detail about turpentine, which is another amazing natural medicine that very few people know about, even though it's made from the distillation of pine tree resin. And I grow pine trees as medicine. Did you know that? And in fact, it was just yesterday, I was taking my animals out for a walk, and I'm walking beside the pine trees, and so I grab a couple of pine needles, and I fold them up. You know, they're green and fresh, and I put them in my mouth, and I chew them a little bit, and I kind of suck on them while I'm walking, and I'm getting the pine. I'm getting shikimic acid and vitamin C, and you know, some of the other amazing things that are in pine needles, and you know, pine needles are not exactly comfortable to chew on that much, but you're just kind of making your own pine needle tea in your mouth when you do that. And so I'll have them in my mouth for, you know, 5 minutes, and I'll spit them out. And so every time I go walking, when I grab these pine needles, I'm getting natural medicine. I'm getting nutrition, you know, straight from God, frankly, you know, straight from Mother Nature, right? So These are the kinds of things that you need to know about. If you didn't know that pine needles contain anti-plague medicine in the form of shikimic acid, which is the number one ingredient that's in the Tamiflu drug, by the way, it's made from pine needles, folks. It's just made from pine needle extract, okay? You can grow it yourself for free, but there are lots of secrets like that that you need to know, and you can get that in this amazing docuseries from Dr. Kaufman at brightu.com, so be sure to check that out. And also then you can follow my interviews and my podcasts at brightvideos.com, and then my articles at naturalnews.com. So get ready for the end of the world. I mean, literally in this case, or the attempted end of the world. Like I said, I don't think they'll actually succeed, not 100%, but probably to some degree they will. So it'll be the end of the world for the ignorant, that's for sure. But anyway, that's what we need to prepare for. So thanks for listening. I'll keep you posted. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine. Highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.